Hello and welcome to the Sisterhood Movement podcast. My name is Emma Vanderwall. I have got a special guest this morning. She is my Fitzbo. Obviously, we're twins. We're not twins. But she is one of the head trainers at F45 here on the Gold Coast. She is a phenomenal woman and ex-police officer who had to give that up due to stress. And, you know, she gave that up to follow her career and her passion, which is training people and personal training and helping people transform their lives physically. And now I'm going to get her to jump on and just take it back a little bit and tell a bit of her story, where she grew up and all that jazz. And then we're going to dive into what she's been up to for the last 30 days on the Banger program.
Banger.
So Lucy Scott, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love it. So where'd you grow up? Give us a bit of...
So I'm from the Central Coast, New South Wales.
I
grew up there. I moved away to Port Macquarie to live with my sister for a year. And then, like you said before, I was in the police force, so I lived in Griffith for a little while.
So that's New South Wales, hey?
Yes, very, very far south, in the middle of nowhere.
Deep
Never
south.
Go there.
Sorry to anyone listening, Griffith. Okay, so when was that? Like, what happened? You just was like, no, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, you'll go through that point in your life where you're like, what am I going to do? What's my career? And I'd always been in and out of, I'd always been doing personal training or teaching group fitness and working at gyms because that's what I love.
Yeah.
But back when I started, there was never a full-time PT job. So I was like juggling two or three casual jobs so that I could earn a full-time wage, but
that's crazy.
Doing what I loved, and my life was just scattered and stressful, and I was like, I can't keep doing this. Like, I need a real job, if I can say that. Like, so yeah, I applied for the police force, thinking I'd be good at it, thinking that's what I, you know, that's my thing. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a cop. So it was tough to get in. Like, even just the application, my life was on hold for God. I'd go as far as saying it. My life was on hold for nearly 2 or 3 years, just applying and then waiting to get in and then going through the process at Academy to graduate. Anyway, long story short, I finally got in. I started and got through Academy, which was so much fun, but so, so challenging. Still to this day, the hardest thing I've ever done. So, yeah, I graduated, got posted, not where I wanted to be. And then, yeah, I was just, I was not me. I was not happy. I stopped training because, like, I still trained, but for me, it was nothing. Like, it got down to me just doing my own little home workouts at home. Like, I wasn't in a gym environment. I wasn't out being bubbly and motivating other people. I wasn't laughing. I wasn't having a good time. Yeah. I was just training by myself because I was like, I've got to do something.
Yeah.
So I pretty much just stopped being me. Night shift just wrecked me. My health went down. Like, I was always tired. I was like, what am I? I'm living to work a job I don't like.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I'm nervous and I'm scared. And who am I? What have I become? Like,
oh, I got goosebumps.
So I just was like, can I swear?
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck this, I'm out. And moved back home. This is a summary. There's obviously so much more. But yeah, moved back home, fell in love with F45. So I started training. Started working at one and I was hooked and I'm still hooked and I'll never leave.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big call, but I'll actually never leave. I swear by this training. And the people I've met, they're my people. Like, I love them. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've always gone back. Like, I stopped a few weeks ago and I was just like, I've always come back to this. Like, to fitness, to being healthy.
And great,
like,
fitness.
Yeah, and being around people, and since I moved here, people, my family, everyone's like, you're again, like, you're so happy, like, you know, you're meant to be here.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, it's true. Like, now I'm happy. I definitely feel like leaving what I thought was going to be the career for me. I definitely leaving that and just packing my little car and scooting on up here with all my belongings, starting completely fresh. And it's the best thing I've done.
I remember, so I was at training, and that's when we bumped into each other, and you were training, and you just started doing, did you take on the role as head trainer, or you were...
No, so I was managing Jets. I was managing a normal gym, if I can say that.
We were training together. And we were training together, all right?
Yeah, we were buddies.
She was kicking my ass, though, but I always just was like, there's something about Lucy. I even told Mark, and I was like, there's something about Lucy. I was like, I would holiday with her on a multi-million-dollar tropical island. Yeah. She's someone that I'd want to come with our crew, with all of us, to go take our kids and our families and go and holiday on an island.
Yes.
So someone said to me once, make sure that your vibe attracts your tribe, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But just make sure that who you want to be doing life with and who you are kind of looking for to join your tribe is someone that you would holiday with 24/7. And I was like, that is so true.
Yes.
So I was like, oh my gosh, yes. So when was that? 8 months?
Well, I've lived here a year and 3 months now, and I pretty much started at like training myself there straight away.
Yeah.
So let's say a year ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe a year ago. And then I bumped in, and we became really good friends, and I was like, wow, there's something about her.
And I was a new girl too, like, I'm not shy, but anyone that kind of approached me, I was like, oh, friends.
Yeah.
And it's nice because often people think, they look at me, and I think you even told me this, you look at me and you think, oh, she'll be stuck up, or some people are very judgmental.
Yeah, honestly, that's why I was like, Lucy is the most down-to-earth, genuine person. And people who are not secure in themselves would take, what's the word? Not offense, but would actually be insecure and be...
intimidated?
Yeah, intimidated by her. And I was like, because I'm secure who I am. Obviously, I knew that she was totally, completely fit, felt so fit and so grounded that I'm secure in myself that I just went up and we just... the 6:45 class, and you and Charlie, and we're like, hey girls, and we became like little powerhouses when we walked out, straight away. And so we caught up for coffee one day, and you I kind of shared,
we eventually asked, caught up
we
for
eventually
coffee.
After 8 months caught up for coffee, and I said to you, I remember I said to you, I said, what do you want, like, what do you want in life? And you knew, did you know that I was doing network marketing?
No, I knew you were doing something, and I wasn't sure, and I knew you were going well, and I knew you were happy, and...
Tick, tick, tick.
And yeah, I'm like, she's cool, like, yeah, we'll catch up. Not knowing really what you did, but I was intrigued, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, what do you want? And I was like, what do you want out of life? And you were like, I just want two things, I remember. I won't say them, but two things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're my person, you're my
people. And people ask me that, what do you want? Like, what's your game plan? And like 5 years ago, if you asked me that, I'd be like, I'm going to be a cop. And now I'm 32, just turned 32. And I'm like, just my values and everything have changed so much. Like, working a job that I wasn't happy in is not life. And yeah, now I know, like, I want to be happy. I want to be successful, and I want to feel like I'm adding value to people's lives. And those things mean something different to everyone. But to me, if I can make money doing what I love, well, that's a bonus. Like, I want to help people even if I'm not making money from it. But I love F45. I get to coach people every day. I get to be around people and help them. So amazing. That's my dream job. But I've still got more time and more time in my day. I don't want to work 9 to 5. I've done that. I don't want to work shift work. I've done that.
Yeah.
So now I want to be happy working a job, making money, but I refuse to do that.
Yeah.
If it's something that I don't love.
It's not in your core value.
It's not.
It doesn't align with you.
Exactly. It doesn't align with me. So now I'm here and that's what I'm doing, and I've got time to live my life. I'm happy. I'm making money, and I'm in a good place. And yeah,
and you're happy.
If you ask me what's your game plan, well, I want to live this good life, making good money doing what I love.
And help other people do it. Other people
and
doing
then
it.
Get, yeah, like teach other people and make them realize that they can do that too. Like, you don't have to work 9 to 5 sitting at a desk. You don't have to work shift work. Like, there are other ways
yeah.
to make your life successful.
And did you realize, did you understand by actually starting to do a cleanse and, you know, you're so fit already and you're like, how is this going to incorporate into my... And I was like, just put the products in your body and yeah. see if they work.
Yeah.
And then you were like, boom.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know a lot about nutrition. I know a lot about training. So, you know, if Emma came to me and was upfront about what she did straight away, I would have been like, no, like, no thanks, not for me.
I know what I know this.
I know everything. And I kind of thought that I did. Like, I know how to train. I know how to eat well. I know how to stay in shape. Why would I need something like this? But, yeah, like, I tried it. And even, like, it was, like, 3 days into having the products in my body or doing the cleanse. And I just, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I just felt better. I get up at 3:30 in the morning and I'm not even tired. Like, yeah, of course, if my alarm didn't go off, I'd still be snoozing. But I got up and I'm alive and I feel alert and good. Like, I've got energy and I've slept for 3 hours. How? Like, how? I should be, like, grumpy right now. And I wasn't. And I sleep better. I just feel better overall. Like, I feel more focused. I've got more, like, I'm always determined, but I just want to go. Like, I just want to do shit. I just want to get shit done. And
yeah.
And I feel good. And my mood, like, I'm a happy person, but you just feel amazing. It actually takes you next level.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I'm already healthy. I was already feeling good, but I feel better and I kind of can't believe it. So I'm just going to roll with this.
Yeah. You're like, I'm just going to roll with it. It feels good. Yeah. And, yeah, I love it. Yeah. This is why I love it so much. And I love that you did let me in and not... Lead with the products with you, really. I led with the time and how you can help people.
Yeah.
And educated you on what the products are all about.
Yeah.
But I didn't jam it down your throat because you know your stuff.
Mm.
But I let you talk to other PTs and then I jumped them on the phone, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, let you talk. I reached out to our other friends who were in the same industry and I let the ones that have owned nutrition stores and that are PTs and they shared their experience with you.
Yeah.
You know, and then it went from there. Mm. So what does the future look like now?
Well, I'm going to teach others how to feel as good as I do. Like, not only like health wise, but people that want more in life, like people that are like me and don't want to work 9 to 5.
Yeah.
People that want to make money and have a good life balance. Like, I'm going to show you that you can do it and I'll help them. But yeah, initially I'm going to start people on the cleanse.
Yeah.
Show them how amazing the products are. Just help people feel better. Like,
yep.
I love seeing people realize that they have it in them to feel better and to, like, live a better life. If you feel better, your life, it gets better.
Yeah, and you're happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are asking, what do you do or what do you have? Mm. How many houses have you got? Mm. It's like the question should come down to, are you happy?
Mm, absolutely.
You think? Yep. And then everything just flows.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be aligned. And everything's aligned for me now, so I just want to...
Look out, world!
Look out! Yeah, I'm just going to help other people get aligned.
Yeah, I love it. All right.
And if I can just say one thing to anyone that thinks they know it all, like, just have an open mind, because you can always learn more. You can always feel better. Whether it's because you don't sleep well, like, you can always feel better, so just have an open mind.
Yeah, and there's five solutions. So it's healthy aging, weight wellness, energy performance, there's opportunity, and honestly my skin from this, like, you know what I mean? Internal. You get this internal glow. So, you know, where can everyone find you on social media?
So if you follow me on Instagram, you can find me everywhere else. But yeah, social media, Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu, that's me.
thanks, girl. I'm really...
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And let's do this.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.